Recording started.
Good morning and welcome to Dr. Amy's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, the invitation is to just let it be for the next 45 minutes or so. So we begin our time together as always with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we've come together. That our hearts and our minds reflect you. That our life for the better. Stay in tune with the fortune and truth. Lord, I pray that these words we are saying will
in the next 45 minutes or so out of your busy Sunday. As we join together, linking hearts and minds across the airwaves to deepen in our awareness and our connection, not only with each other, but with the ground of being, the source of all that is, God, Spirit, whatever name you are comfortable with. This morning, my theme is determination. I love the wisdom of Yoda, who said, away, there always is. I was inspired by a story that I read this week. And I'm going to kick off with the story, as it will set the tone for our time together. Gowali Pasalay, who at the age of only 12 in 2007, fled his motherland against his own wishes and made a treacherous journey alone. He traveled across Iran and Turkey to Bulgaria, where he was thrown off a moving train, then deported back to Iran and imprisoned. He managed to escape, ended up in an overcrowded boat sailing from Turkey to Greece, where he narrowly escaped death. After arriving in Italy, which was the first place he felt safe and looked after, he suffered nightmares and intense emotions. With hopes of reconnecting with his brother in the UK, from whom he was separated early in their travels, he made his way to the jungle in Calais and persisted in eventually finding a way to get to Dover in the back of a truck transporting bananas. He says, I was huddled among boxes of bananas, hidden in the back of a refrigerated lorry, desperately trying to reach England. I had been on a perilous journey to safety for 1 year, during which time I had been hungry, scared for my life, beaten by police and border guards, imprisoned, and had spent over a month living in the filthy conditions of the so-called Calais jungle, where rats and cockroaches ran over our heads as we tried to sleep on beds of cardboard. I had also recently discovered via a smuggler that my lost brother was alive and on his way to Britain. All I could think about was trying to find him. In my childlike naivety, I hoped it would only be a matter of hours before I was reunited with my brother. There were 5 officials sitting around the table. This is when he arrives in Dover. And I didn't realize that these people would define my future. I was questioned for hours. At the end, they told me the panel did not believe I was 13 and that I was in fact 16 and a half. It was the strangest thing, having the essence of my identity challenged. They were calling me a liar. Nothing I told them mattered. They made up their mind beforehand. Finally, the age assessment was overturned on the 6th of June 2009, and I started secondary school, attending Esser Academy near Bolton. I struggled at first because my language skills were still basic, and I was intimidated by the size of the school, but I was determined to cope. I was put into a German class where I could barely speak English. Making friends were hard because I was still traumatized and I felt different from the other pupils. Eventually, I was fostered and attended a good school, which seeded hope and the possibility of many more positive experiences, including carrying the Olympic torch in 2012. I didn't want other refugee children, to experience what I had experienced. So I asked the teachers if I could develop a better system for other refugee kids to help them feel more comfortable at the start. The school supported me and I became an ambassador helping new international arrivals. At Bolton Sixth Form College, I became a student governor and sat on the School Equality and Diversity Committee and ensured equal opportunity access to all students. I also got involved with outside activities too, sitting on the Children in Care Council, the Children's Society Youth Council, the British Youth Council, the NHS Youth Forum, the National Security Group, which scrutinized government youth policies, and others. I think I had finally made it when I got a place to study politics in Manchester University. Never in my wildest dreams, when I crouched hidden in those boxes of bananas, did I imagine my story in the UK would end with that. Not only did he get his degrees, but he's also gone on to author various books. The one latest one is The Lightless Sky. What was so inspiring to me was this young man's determination at the age of 12. His mother recognized that the things in Afghanistan were not good and decided to send her two boy children to find a better life. And I guess this is even more kind of relevant as recently we had the death of the 39 Vietnamese, who too also were determined to try and find freedom and a better way of life and died in that lorry. But what is so inspiring about this young man's determination? That in spite of everything, he was driven to want to find his brother. When he finally landed in Italy, it was the one place where they listened to, even though there was a language barrier and people didn't speak his native tongue. But he could sense that they cared about him and he felt safe. But the determination to find his brother, that drive for his one family that was abroad, drove him to go to France and be in those hellish conditions that we all saw in the news that was happening in Calais. And then again to sneak across in the lorry trying to find his brother still. Too often we're ready to throw in the towel. We might start a new project, engage in something, and it's too challenging and it's too difficult. And our ego will give us the negative messages, oh, why are you bothering? Stay safe, stay secure, stick with what you know. Don't stick your neck over that parapet. And we lack the determination and drive and the will that is so needed and so necessary to achieve that which we want for ourselves, for our lives, for our peace, for our joy, for our happiness. It requires effort and determination. It isn't handed to us on a plate. None of us has it easy. Whatever it is that we want for our lives requires that we have to effort at it. We have to be determined that what we are going for is worth achieving and that nothing is going to sway us, not left nor right. My sacred text is one, again, of determination. It's from Mark 2:4-5. Since they could not get him to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof above Jesus by digging through it, and they lowered the mat with the man lying on. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralyzed man, "Son, your sins are forgiven." That is one of many stories of which I am totally blown away by the determination of someone or a group of people to get what it is that they want. This man was paralyzed, laying on a mat. The crowds were too heavy around Jesus, but his friends did not let that deter them. His friends did not see the crowd of people, did not see that it was going to be the issue. They simply saw a, let us find another way. When we see the crowds before us, the crowds that could be the obstacles, when it seems so numerous, when we're ready to throw in the towel, that is the time to look for another way. Because guaranteed there always will be another way. But it requires that we think outside of the box, that we do not surrender to the negative thoughts that may be popping up in our head or the negative and limiting narrative that may be replaying. We have to look for another way to be getting or doing or having whatever it is that we see for ourselves. We need that same determination that Gawali had to find his brother, and he was only a child. It strikes me as I'm saying that Jesus said, unless we become like children, we will never see the kingdom of God. It is that childlike faith, that unwavering acceptance of something being, doing, and happening, that childlike, unwavering faith and belief we need. That's what Gawali had when he went looking for his brother across the ocean to France, across the sea, back to England. He had that unwavering faith and belief, that determination. As Yoda say, a way there always is. We are so quick to put up the right flag of surrender and defeat. We are so quick to think that because it hasn't happened easily, it's not going to happen at all. We are so quick to shut down and not look for another way. Kenneth Hutchins says, it is your determination and persistence that will make you a successful person. Determination and persistence. Not give in, not give up, not feel deflated, but determination and persistence. My Science of Mind reading is entitled The Net of Indra. The first quote comes from the Buddha, who says, those who experience the unity of life see their own self in all beings and all beings in their own self. Ernest Holmes in The Science of Mind, page 87, says, there is no such thing as your mind, my mind, and God's mind. There is only mind, in which we all live and move and have our being. The author writes, imagine an endless net, wherein each knot of the infinite mass of intersecting squares has a jewel stone in it. Each pristine jewel reflects all the other jewels in the net. The same method produced when two-way mirrors are placed opposite each other and reflect an image ad infinitum. Excuse me. In Buddhist teachings, this net is referred to as the net of Indra. Each jewel represents an individual life form, atom, cell, or unit of consciousness. Every jewel is intimately connected with the rest. And a change in one jewel means a change, however slight, in all the others. Stephen Mitchell in his book, The Enlightened Mind, writes, the net of Indra is a profound metaphor for the structure of reality. It reveals what physicists agree to be a powerful illustration of our universe and what Science of Mind often refers to as the interconnectedness of all things. It is a prototype for a world we know that can work for everyone. We are mistaken when we think our actions are our own. The deliberate choosing to be conscious hosts for greater degrees of understanding, love, and wisdom cast a permissive reflection within the jewel of everyone's heart. We are connected in a quantum net of oneness. And what affects you and what affects one affects all. Believe it when you hear someone say, you matter. There are countless examples of how one person's decision changed everything. A coral reef was saved, positively affecting a coastal community. A dedicated social worker nurtured and managed the process of a child with such dutiful care and lived to see him grow into an influential humanitarian. Our best gift to humanity is awakening to the sacredness of our being. It is vital we realize that evolving is not a luxury, but a necessity for our children, our children's children, and many generations to come. I love that reading because I recognize that in that net, Gawali Pasalale is reflecting to all of us our interconnectedness. He's reflecting to us that in spite of all the challenges that he faced, he still grew up to contribute, to look out for others. He wanted to ensure that what he went through, perhaps he could make it a little easier and less painful for others coming through the same process. His determination, his persistence has made it maybe a little bit more easier or a little less traumatic for people seeking freedom, for young people who are in a strange country, in a foreign land, not maybe understanding the language, maybe not understanding how things work. He's made it a little different, made a difference for all who are seeking refuge in this country. My poem, Determination, is from Louise Mont. I will not let life conquer me. I will above it rise. And when the dark gleam round, I'll glance into the skies. I will not let the little things annoy me hour by hour. I'll turn away and look to see his beauty in a flower. I will not let this earthly house keep all my thoughts in clay. My soul must always listen to what the angels say. I will not let myself forget some loveliness I see, for surely I may carry it into eternity. I will not let this little span mark a time of weeping. A golden voice will whisper that I am in his keeping. So welcome, life in soft white robe or in scarlet dress. Oh, play with me and baffle me. I have my happiness. So, beloveds, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes, bring your attention to your breath, the gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow. As we go within, always at this time, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me, it is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. So as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. And as you breathe out, this is my breath, I breathe out slower. exhale. This is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Deeper. Slower. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in persistence. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out determination. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in persistence. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out determination. Persistence. Determination. Persistence. Determination. Persistence. Determination. Determination. sister. Determination. Here, in the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul, let us take a moment to be intentional for ourselves for this week ahead. Let us be determined that we will release, let go of anything that blocks us from doing, being, having, experiencing that which we wish for ourselves. So as we see in our mind's eye, we feel it as well. For each one, it's different. So take a moment to visualize and feel whatever it is that you are wanting. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. Always you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the life force, the spirit, the presence, the energy, the essence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is, as we consciously come into communion with you, to give thanks for the week that has been, and to give thanks that is the week ahead, knowing that you've already gone before us to prepare our way, to make smooth, easy, and successful our path. And we are grateful. We're holding in our hearts those that are suffering from the floods, not only in our country but across the world. Those that are suffering from the devastation of forest fires, grass fires, wars, earthquakes, cyclones. There seems to be no end of what we call disasters happening around our globe. And so we send out loving thoughts and wishes for all communities that are going through enduring suffering, whether it's through natural disasters, through failed government, dictatorships, for all that we are doing, being, experiencing. We remember those that are struggling at this time, those that are having health issues, be there on this call or in the hospitals or at home. We send forth loving thoughts to them, knowing that healing is an inside job, but truly all healing comes from you. Every part and particle of our being resonates with the deathless, self-existent life of spirit itself. If that were not so, none of us could be healed. So we speak this word for their healing. We speak this word for the doctors, nurses, and all in the medical profession, that they too may do their part. We speak for this word for those in countries where they are unable to get medical assistance. Or if there are, there are shortages and lack of supplies. We speak this word for all people, knowing that we are all of the one, you, your life, your presence, your power. We speak that all their needs may be met, as our needs are continuously being met. for our wonderful world, our beautiful globe, this planet Earth. May we honor the sanctity of all life and respect that each and every expression of your life has a right to be here. Be it four-legged, be it winged, be it hoofed, be it finned. O divine, beloved, ground of being, source of all that is. There is so much happening across our world at this time, and when we feel overwhelmed, may we come back to the remembrance that always we're living, moving, and having our being in your divine omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. For your infinite grace, your endless blessings, your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wiggle your fingers and affirm. I open myself to life all around me. Cross your hands, palms down over your heart and affirm. I am one with love and all that love is. Bring your hands together as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words of health and wholeness. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, facing outwards and affirm. I give thanks for all good things flowing to me. Bend your elbows, making small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I release and let go, and so it is. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our affirmations and Buddhist meditations.
All guest lines have been unmuted. Press #6 to mute your line.
Our affirmation from our Science of Mind reading, I am a part of the all.
I am a part of the all.
Our Buddhist meditations, if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
if anyone has hurt or harmed me,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word or deed,
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them, and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly,
if I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly,
in thought, word or deed,
in thought or word or deed,
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past. And close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
Now I feel protected and safe.
May I feel, protected and safe,
contented and at peace.
Contented and at peace.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my physical body provide me with strength.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May my life unfold smoothly and with ease.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Now a prayer of intention. I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally. I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly. I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly. And so it is. So, my beloved, as we're drawing towards the close of our Sunday Soul today, I look forward, as always, for joining you on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10 at 10. Your reflection of Rumi, your rumination for this week. Says, our wealth will not keep us company outside our palaces. Our friends will stay with us only till the hour of our passing. Only our deeds are loyal enough to accompany us to our graves. So my closing song. Oh, no, we need the benediction before I give you our closing song. May you live this day compassionate of heart, gentle in word, gracious in awareness, courageous in thought, and generous in love. My closing song is from Lauren Daigle, who I had the pleasure of seeing in the week. I love her work. What struck me as I listened to the song, I was standing, leaning against the back rail, next to a lady, and her husband was to the other side. But when Lauren started to sing this particular song, he came round and hugged her from behind. I was so moved and touched with such a simple gesture. This man conveyed the love that he had for his wife. And it just struck me that maybe today, find someone to go and embrace from behind and just hug them for no reason other than just sharing the love. And so our closing song is the one that she shared when I witnessed this. And it's entitled, oops, let me get it correctly. It's entitled Rescue. Lauren Daigle, enjoy.
Thank you.
You are not hidden. There's never been a moment. You are forgotten, you are not hopeless. For you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your wrestling, your wrestling. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true, I will rescue you. There is no defense. It cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. Oh, I'll be your shelter. I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you.
I will rescue you. I wish you a very happy, happy Sunday, and as always, peace and blessings.